Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet. From BetQL.
Yes, indeed it is. You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL network. No longer the brilliant BetQL network. We have dispensed with that crappy name. Just the
doesn't mean it's not brilliant. Just means we're not saying brilliant. That's all it means.
Because it was not a brilliant idea to call it.
Right. Yes. And we're brilliant, so we noticed that. Yeah.
The beneficial BetQL network. Yeah, just the BetQL network here, where every game is game 7, because when you take a game, and the game sucks, and you bet on it, that MFR feels like Game 7 of the World Series, where every game is Game 7 here on the BetQL Network, and you get no hot take BS unless you do. Just bets and sports. We are live in the hashtag plethora of places. Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app. BetQLNetwork.com, the BetQL app. Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the BetQL Network. YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports and Twitch.tv/BetQL. As Ken and I get set to bring you the wagertainment for the next 4 hours, talking all things sports betting, proudly presented today and always by the BetRivers Sportsbook, your football betting powerhouse all season long. The real ones know that BetRivers is their hometown sportsbook. The real ones also know about BetQL. They know that BetQL's got all the tools they need to take down the sportsbooks, including the experts, including the algorithms, and including the 5-star plays, which we will give you as we move along on the show, BetQL.com and the BetQL app. On this wonderful Wednesday, December 8th in the year of our Lord, 2021, our show is on Twitter at YouBetterYouBet, Instagram at YBYBSports. I am on Twitter and Instagram at TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, and your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley, on Twitter at Locky Lockerson. We got 4 phenomenal guests coming your way today on this wonderful Wednesday, because it's midweek and we get a chance to excel. So we like to have 4 guests on and gaggle them up in the middle 2 hours of the show on a Wednesday. Matt Moore from the Action Network is going to join us talking all things NBA. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL insider, talking, what do you think, badminton? Talking NFL with the great Brian Baldinger. Dennis Bernstein from the Fourth Period, our pal, is going to join us to talk National Hockey League, all things NHL betting. And we'll tell you about our 4th guest coming up in a second. Plus, I think it moved. Get those minds out of the gutter, people. Line movement in the National Football League, including movement on the total, with Justin Fields set to start Sunday night for the Bears as they take on the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau. All the line movement your little heart could desire in the National Football League in Week 14 coming up in It Moved. We will talk NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. Can Jalen Waddle his way over to the award? I didn't have as much prep time as usual today, so that's what you got. Offensive Rookie of the Year conversation coming up in hour number 3 of the show today. We'll have a little round table with the entire crew here on You Better You Bet. Scott Lynn, Bill Matz, Jake the Snake, and God's Perfect Creation, Downtown Mike Brown, and the Power 80 on today's show. And the Power 80 features the 4th of 4 phenomenal guests. That guest, the returning Rick Camp, returns to You Better You Bet. our one-time executive producer, now the executive producer of the Bernstein and Rahimi Show on 670 The Score in Chicago, NBA prop prince for our friends over at 4 for 4, Rick Camp joins us at 5:40 p.m. Eastern to kickstart the Power Hour, which features 13 NBA games. So we'll get Rick's takes on everything that's happened in the NBA season, the prop bets he likes for tonight, the games he likes for tonight, side and total, and anything betting-wise that we can take from the awesome Rick Camp to start the Power Hour today at 5:40 p.m. Eastern. Then from 6 to 7, it's the Uge, four games in the NHL for the Great Bill Mads. College basketball from Ken and myself, and the creator of winning college basketball bets, Tyler Odell Morales.
Says hello.
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 It's me. I UTEP two-step my way to a couple lost units.
That was ugly. Jeez, that was something, man.
To remind me never just to blindly fade Tyler again. 13 right. games as we said in the NBA. So at NBA heavy power hour
top
today,
25, Nick.
Yeah, top 25. Maybe listen.
Well, there's I don't have the slate up in front of me, but I know. Wisconsin, Indiana's tonight. That's like a pretty huge game.
UConn, West Virginia is a fun game because yeah. I like UConn. I know they're not okay. both teams aren't ranked, but yeah, we got some top 25 Nick coming up. And a really NBA heavy power hour, obviously, tonight with Rick, and then 13 games on the docket. We are locked and loaded. It is a wonderful Wednesday. For the moment, my connection appears stable, which is awesome. Big time shout out to Odyssey Sports technical wizard, Curlew Burton, who spent the last 2 hours literally at my house in Staten Island in New York City helping to fix my connection. So hopefully no more snafus, no more gremlins wandering around cutting the connection off. Hopefully we are smooth sailing from now until 7 p.m. Eastern. Ken Barkley, how are we?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doing great. I was going to start with how your day was leading up to this point, but you gave us a little bit there that that everything's going fine. I have something really random to start
showered.
With.
Just... I usually oh, okay. shower.
I'm glad we got that out there too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no shower tonight.
Yeah, no, perfect. Yep, great. Glad we're doing from separate locations today. Something really random, just because usually right before the show, I drive to get sort of like to wake myself back up again because I've had the kids all day. We'll drive to get coffee and then drive back, and especially this time of year, it's like 30 degrees, so it works. And I will always have either, you know, like a you know top 40 station, country music station, or like you know, there's an ESPN radio affiliate here. And I think we've talked about this on the show before, Nick, but I know you have like an extensive like on-air background and you produce radio. Were you ever an update guy? Did you ever do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I think
I have really funny update stories that I could tell also.
I think I heard one of the worst sports updates I heard driving home today. And I actually can't remember if it was the ESPN radio affiliate or the country music station. I actually can't remember which one.
Because
they actually do a sports so updates. One of the
is this an Odyssey station or no?
No. No.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And it's and good, I mean good. It's also yeah well and it's I don't I honestly don't think it was that I think it was the I think it was like whatever I say country music station like as if like we're gonna be able to attach that to something that exists as like nebulous a thing as well. I was listening to the radio and yeah there's updates on all the radio stations but this one there were two things about it that were particular. I was laughing in the car driving home and the sports update was essentially and like this story is not funny it's actually very serious but the It's a story that cannot be delivered in a sports update format. So you think sports update, you think like fast talking, sometimes like, you know, pretty high energy because it's only like a minute or 90 seconds or whatever.
I'm not surprised you to know that I've done it in the past.
Yeah, no, okay. Or that my only radio experience in the history of my life was in college. I was an update guy at ESPN 910 in Richmond, Virginia. That was like my, I think it was 910, whatever. I forget what the number was, but. The guy's like doing whatever, paid like some NFL story. And then he attempts to transition from that to
football.
All of the countries boycotting the Beijing Olympics for human rights violations.
Okay.
And so the mistake number one is attempting to address this story in what I would call a traditional update voice where it's like, yeah, Mac Jones lead the Patriots to a win on Monday night. And meanwhile, 10 countries have boycotted China over some human rights violations.
I think that's what I would have done. Just lean into it.
I know, but it's just like, I'm just like, wait, what? And then the best was that was the middle story. And then after that, it was UConn basketball back in action tonight. It's just like, oh yeah. Like there's a busload full of puppies going off the Grand Canyon. Meanwhile, Mac Jones wins player of the week.
Amazing. Poor guy.
I kind of felt bad for him. Cause I'm like, you know, there wasn't anything wrong. Like it wasn't inaccurate. It's just, you know, when it ended up all being assembled, in the moment, it could have gone a little better.
I'm trying to think of, I actually, like, legitimately, this was an update anchor at SiriusXM when I worked there. And I actually don't, I'm not just saying this to protect the person, like, I actually don't remember who it is, but I could text one of, like, 10 people, like, I would just write, who was the Bill Walsh guy? And they would all write me back immediately with who was. It was, like, a really, really hilarious one, where it was a pre-recorded update, because it's Sirius. Everything's automated. Like almost nothing's live. Well, like live shows are live, but everything's automated. Everything's run out of this like system called Profit. So like you would record an update in advance and then like it would get pasted into Profit.
Why doesn't BetQL have that? Yeah.
Ken, I had an engineer in my house for 2 hours today. Like you and you want an automated system, buddy?
And I would like it to be called Profit, but spelled probably a different way than yours was. Yeah.
No, Profit was spelled how you would think it was spelled. Spelled like the regular word. And so
there's
the update anchors.
There's seeing the future and then there's winning money. Which one was yours?
This was the former.
Got it. Clairvoyance.
Profit, as in like I will win bets tonight.
Okay, got it. As opposed to I will profit from all of these bets, right?
My prophecy is that I will profit tonight.
Right. Hopefully the prophecy is that you don't get disconnected over the course of the next 4 hours. Hopefully that's the prophecy.
And so the update is going, and it's going, and it's fine, and it's all like sports scores. And Bill Walsh, the legendary Hall of Fame head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, had died like earlier that day. And it literally gets to the end of the update, and it's like, and in other news, like Twins beat the Angels 5-4 in college football. Bill Walsh is dead. And the person says their name, and like the music fades out. There's another one also. The day that this is so messed up. It wasn't. Yeah, I was gonna say Corey Lytle, but it wasn't Corey Lytle.
That would have been really bad. Yeah,
it was Daryl Kyle.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Who pitched for the Astros. I actually saw him throw like an 8-inning shutout, like in Houston, like a random game that I went to. And then he pitched for the Cardinals. And I am not looking to be like disrespectful. I just don't remember like the details around it. I think like he died like the day he was supposed to start. In any event, like he passed away. This was like 2003. I was still in college. And I forget like how the update went, but it was like something really similar to that. It was like a reading of all the scores in a very sports
right.
It was done by one of my like classmates. It was like a 19-year-old kid doing updates at WFUV in Fordham. And it was right. like basically just like that, like Brewers beat the Pirates 6-2. In other news, Daryl Kyle dead with your 10:30:50 update. I'm Nick Costos.
Right. It's just tough. And like, we're not trying to be insensitive, but if you can't laugh at that, I mean, that's just like...
I mean, I literally remember it almost 20 years ago.
Yes, like, exactly. I'm sure everybody, and the Bill Walsh one, I'm sure you just said if you texted, you know, a dozen people, they'd all immediately remember it.
Just, I remember who it is.
Cardinals so, over the Brewers 7-6. In college football, Bill Walsh is dead. I'm Ken Barkley.
Yes, and it was like that exaggerated sign-off also.
Right.
I'm Nick Costos.
The death.
And then like the stinger was like bum 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 serious NFL radio,
like drum lines. College football, Bill Walsh has died. I'm Ken Barkley. You're home for sports action.
Well, like the Daryl Kyle one was like, it was literally like a 19-year-old kid. It was when we were in college.
Yeah.
It was like buried in like the middle of the up, like Daryl. I actually think now that I think about it, it was in the middle of the update. So it was like baseball's finished. It was like a Saturday, I think.
Right.
It was like, yeah. And Astros take down the Braves 3-2. In other news, Daryl Kyle dead. In college football, Penn State beats Michigan 31-17. And it's like, what?
Right.
He's like stuck in a starting pitcher dead. It's like
30 meanwhile,
years old.
Daryl Kyle dead. And Ohio State's playoff hopes remain very much alive as they beat Penn State 41-20.
It's so funny. Like, I've been doing this for so long. Like, more than half my life. I've been doing this since I was 18. It's like I have so many stories about so many different things as it relates to so many things like this. Like the day that Corey Lytle died, like he literally like flew up, like was flying. I don't even want to get it anyway.
I remember I was watching Mike and the Mad Dog that afternoon. I remember it very well. Yeah.
I was supposed to be off that day and it was a monsoon in New York City and I got called into work and like it was like the biggest disaster of all time. Yeah. I mean, we probably may leave some of these stories on the cover. Not that they're bad. It's just like, comes so, across.
Yeah, probably stop telling these stories. I figured you'd have a couple, even if it wasn't your personal experience. I figured you'd have a couple in the hopper.
Well, my best update anchor. So when I was at Fordham, I want to say this is my senior year or like maybe the summer going into my senior year. I think I had just been named the sports manager at 90.7 WFUV. Like what? In all seriousness, one of the great honors of my career. Like, legendary sports radio station. Like a lot of Fordham talent out there now. And I got called in because someone was sick. I think, or someone no-showed, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Right, quote unquote.
So I drive.
Right.
Yeah. I legitimately don't remember. Like, it just, someone was supposed to be there and they were not, for whatever the reason was. So I drive from my house on Long Island, where I lived at the time, at my mom's house, and I drive literally to the Bronx, the Cross Bronx, the whole deal, terrible drive. And I get there with like 3 minutes to spare, and I park right outside Keating Hall, which is the building where the radio station was at the time, on like the third floor. And I get out of the car, and I sprint up the stairs right into the studio as the update's about to start, and I make it on time. What I fail to realize is I was completely out of breath and got like three words in like 2 minutes of airtime. I was like, <"Nick's> tonight. And like, you ever try and like, and like talk when like you're out of breath? It's impossible.
Yes. Oh my God.
Impossible. And it was just like a complete and total disaster.
The Knicks, excuse me, give me a second. This is some update, folks, let me tell you.
Yes. And in other news, mom tests positive for COVID-19 and dad kicked the bucket. I'm right. Nick Costos.
With your 20 and 20, I'm Ken Barkley.
It's like, you're Russia's invaded Ukraine. Prepare for World War III. Up next on Power 100. Up next year on You Better You Bet, line movement for week 14 in the NFL. I'm Nick Costos.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.